Is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea? Then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as Jordan and Keith delivers the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Hi, everybody. Jordan here. I just want to apologize that I wasn't here last week. Much like the movie 127 Hours, I got my foot caught somewhere in like a storm drain, and I had to eat salamanders and scorpions and drink water from the sky to survive. But I'm back now, and they're going to be making a movie based off my experience called Half an Hour, because it didn't take as long. While that movie's being made, though, in the meantime, let's listen to the fantastic Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast with Keith and Jordan.
You know it.
That wasn't too long, right, Keith?
Yeah, it was long, bro, but it's all good.
All right. I'm glad. Once again, I wasn't here last week.
Welcome back, man. Yeah.
There was one thing I wanted to add on to last week's podcast, if that's okay.
Well, what's that?
Well, earlier you did a news article talking about the 1,000 sheep that invaded the Spain city.
And before we get to that, we will get to that.
Okay.
Before we get to that, I'm glad that you're no longer stuck and that you don't have to eat salamanders and scorpions anymore.
I'm still doing but that's a dietary decision. Yeah.
Basically, Jordan did. You know, we were about to do our show and he had to leave abruptly last week. So. And then I got his notes, and then I was stuck doing it by myself. Wasn't planned, just kind of happened. So that's why, if it wasn't as smooth as usual, that's what was going on. I got the notes, and he was gone, and then I had to, you know, make do. And, you know, team player, so we do what we got to do. But I'm glad he's black. I'm glad he's back.
I'm glad I'm black and back. Okay, I understand.
You're not black.
I understand that too. Keith, I got to tell you, I think I know what you're saying.
What?
We weren't smooth last week because I wasn't here. We're going to have to make up for that smoothness. So this episode's going to be 200% more smooth. You've heard it here first. Just get ready for the smoothest ride of your life.
You like running me over with the bus or what, bro?
More bus metaphors. Thank you, Keith, for bringing that one up.
So, you know, it's still smooth. Just wasn't as smooth as usual, but it's all good, man. But, yeah, so we're back in action. So that's what happened last week is that, yeah, basically things, yeah, emergency stuff.
And, emergency stuff, the storm drain.
But he's back, and he's no longer stuck. He's no longer eating salamanders and scorpions.
Still do. Like I said, dietary decision.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Zimco's Salamanders and Scorpions.
They come
in multiple flavors.
No, it's not.
I made a deal with these guys. We gotta say that three more times. There's a lot of plugs.
No, we don't.
I didn't get a good deal out of this.
No.
But in the meantime.
Weird news is here, though.
Weird news is here.
So what you want to say about the whole sheep thing?
Well, whenever you were saying you didn't understand how the sheep, you know, escaped.
The shepherd.
How he fell asleep. I'm sorry, yeah. How the shepherd fell asleep and let all those sheep go by.
Yes.
I didn't get to tell you. For the love of God, Keith, he was counting sheep. He fell asleep because he was counting sheep.
Yeah, that's all obvious to me now.
It was so
obvious.
Like
a week later. Yeah, because I was actually really agitated that he actually fell asleep on the job. So
because he was counting, because he was doing the job.
Yeah, I get it. I know.
Keith, how does that like fly past you?
Because I was agitated because he was doing the job and because I was, you know. Had to fly solo all of a sudden, so it's cool.
Well, I'm sorry, guys, that Keith missed that obvious connection.
Yes.
But he was just so dedicated to sheep herding. He's a very passionate man about some weird things.
Very hard work.
Shepherding being one of those things, so.
Hard work, whether you're shepherding or you know, whatever. Hard work. So pays
hard work.
Off.
Now, here on our first news, we're going to get into something else that Keith's very passionate about. Our first article comes from Pornhub. Have opening to be more accessible to the blind.
I didn't know that was our first article, but okay.
Well, you know.
It wasn't supposed to be.
It wasn't supposed to be, but I feel like when we were on the subject of Keith's passions, that one thing is going to lead to another.
Yeah, thanks, bro. Thanks a lot for that, dude.
So, yeah.
Way to keep it classy, Jordan. Way to keep it classy.
Hey, nothing's classy in the weird.
So what's going on with the Pornhub thing, dude?
Pornhub wants to be more accessible to the blind. So what they're doing is basically like when you see a movie that was a movie first and they make a novelization of that movie, they're doing that with 8-minute videos, I'm assuming, right?
So this is for blind people. So
this is for blind people, yes.
So basically it's going to be like Dirty Talk, basically.
kind of, but it's – have you ever had closed captioning on like a movie or a
sure.
TV show?
Yeah, I've seen it before.
So yeah, it's like that when they're describing everything, like what they're wearing, what they're doing, what's the background, how do they look happy
so
about it.
So it's basically going to be Dirty Talk for the visually impaired people.
Yeah, they did an example of it of two people in an interview, right?
Uh-huh.
And in the interview, the female narrator is talking about them doing the interview, saying a white woman in a cheap looking red power suit sits next to a tall, white, lanky, middle aged man with brown hair, a white shirt, a gray suit, and a red striped tie. So it's going to be of that board where it's almost as if someone's reading what's happening on the video. So,
all right.
Are you excited, Keith? Or?
No, not at all.
Well, this isn't the first time Pornhub's been in like the top lines for something like this. They're constantly being innovative. They're constantly being the weird thing that somehow is trending. Like the time whenever they were offering donations to help save the whales through certain videos that you click. So,
oh yeah, sure, dude.
You didn't hear that either. No, yeah.
They're, no. So moving right along.
Moving right along.
I doubt that one, but whatever, dude.
Okay.
More weird news.
Okay, okay.
Stuff that's on schedule.
Not going to argue about the Pornhub.
Since you're right, dying to put that one in there, but go ahead.
It just felt right, Keith. What can I say? So, and the other news, what our first real news story was going to be about was North Korea shutting down the Pyongyang Model Village.
Yeah, so apparently the leader, I always want to call him Kim Jong-il, but it's Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, Kim Jong-il was the father.
Right, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, he ordered that village or town, city to be shut down because it reminded him of his disgraced uncle that was executed. They say he was executed. They called him a traitor and all these different things, but they never told us why he was executed.
Do we still not know? I don't think we do.
I don't think we do.
I followed North Korea stuff religiously for a while. I was so fascinated, and I still don't know what happened.
It's just like
there.
Saying, we killed him. He was a bad person.
Yeah, he called him worse than a dog and despicable human scum.
Why are you gonna hate on dogs? I love dogs, man.
Take it up with North Koreans.
You're talking about him. What's up with him, dude?
I don't know, man. I'm not a fan of him either, if we're being honest, you know. So that's
I hear you.
I think that's a pretty safe thing for me to say. I don't think no one's gonna get on to me about that.
I understand.
So I mean, there's a thousand weird things you can tackle about in North Korea. I'm sure this isn't gonna be the last time they come up in our topic.
Probably not.
This is still just as weird a story as any. Doesn't really compare to some of them, but it was an entire village that was like of model landscapes, model, you know, just, you know, wonders of North Korea. Can I say that?
Okay, yes.
You know, just really cool things, little to scale buildings of famous towers there and things like that.
Right.
And apparently it was quoted that he was very bummed out and complained about it, that it reminded him of his uncle, who he had executed every time he had to pass by.
And what we didn't mention is that his uncle apparently had his hand in helping to build that city.
Which, yeah, he was a big, you know, he did the oversight of it. He was really left in charge of it.
That's why it reminds him of his uncle, so.
So it's kind of crazy that the man that you had sent to kill, you're bummed out that you have to keep seeing it every day again. Once again, very understandable. I would feel bad, too. Yeah, conscience.
Conscience.
If that's a thing, if that's something that he still has at this
apparently,
point.
Apparently,
so.
If you're shutting down the whole town.
with all the crazy things that are happening in North Korea, it took millions of dollars to build this thing that's no longer. And they're even shredding all the pamphlets and things that they released for touristing. So
okay. All right. And what else do we have in weird news? What's up with – so we spoke about him hating on dogs, and then there's cats. So apparently –
Nice segue. I love it. Speaking of North Korean dogs, cats and physics.
Exactly.
So cats use they've learned, scientists have said, that cats use simple physics to zero in on hiding prey. That they have a basic understanding of cause and effect when it comes to what goes up, what goes down. Cats are like animal Isaac Newtons. Is that safe to say, Keith?
I suppose.
Can you say that?
Well, they use their hearing to, you know, to anticipate the presence of the prey. Mm-hmm. No kidding. They're cats. Yeah, that's what they would do. I think any animal that's hunting another animal or anybody hunting is going to use their hearing with that. But all right.
I don't know. I think that it's just kind of showing, you know, they're just smarter than what we think they are. It's quoted that they use casual logical understanding of noises or sounds to predict the appearance of it. So they know where it's coming from based on it. They can kind of almost like a radar in.
Well, yeah. Yeah, okay, because no one ever talks about cats having like super hearing like dogs do. So that's probably true.
No, it's definitely obvious. Like I can agree with you more. Like, it seems like you've shuffled some words around to say something that everyone's already known.
Right.
Cats like to bite and attack everything that moves. Have we said that they're godless creatures here?
Dude, why does God have to do with the cats, bro?
No, they're hateful creatures. They're terrible. And I guess I'm a dog person. I don't have anything against cats specifically. Oh, I've owned cats.
Yes, you do.
Okay, all right.
You just let the whole world know that. All right.
Coming up after this commercial break, I'm going to send my official apology to cats everywhere.
Yeah, okay.
I think I was grossly misinterpreted, and we'll really tackle that when we get back. So,
all right.
Stay tuned, folks.
Cat hater.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, an important message from Jordan in regards to cats.
Look, I just want to say, you know, yes. Paul's on the table. I'm sorry.
I'm listening.
All right. Okay.
Speak your truth, bro. Speak your truth.
You're not bad creatures. There's a few bad of you, but that doesn't make the whole. There's some of them there, though. And I'm not saying which cats, but some cats shed everywhere, and they claw you even when you're trying to give them love.
This is supposed to be an apology, Jordan.
You're right. An apology. You're not godless, hateful creatures. You're just some of you are. And I think you get a bad rep by people in total.
Well, that could be said about all kinds of animals. Everybody can be godless and hateless at times.
Yeah.
So
let's agree that cats aren't near as bad as so many other animals, like spiders.
Will you stop it?
Okay.
There are people who like spiders, bro.
I'm okay with losing that demographic.
Just apologize, bro.
I'm sorry, cats. You're great. You're way better than spiders.
You love Tony the Tiger, right?
Tony the Tiger.
They're great.
It's from the feline family, yeah.
There it is, bro.
All right.
Okay, so good.
This was a real saving
Lion
grace.
King, Simba, right?
You know, these are felines. I'm talking about house cats.
I'm giving you a life, bro.
You're right.
You're just drowning,
cats are
dude.
Great. I'm sorry, guys. I was wrong. I was in a messed up place. But I'm good now, so we're going to return, and we're going to come back with our next story.
All right, dude.
Which
gonna
is going to be.
Guy? Gee.
We just lost half of our audience. I'm so sorry. So
no,
our next story is going to be about the spooky cemetery flasher.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
we really do enjoy doing the weird news. If you didn't know that, we do. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, several times we have to stop just so we can get all our laughter out. You guys are actually seeing the condensed version.
Because we're just like, whoa. I mean, this is really happening in the world. Can you elaborate, Jordan?
Okay. There's a guy who's hanging out, and there's the British city of Exeter.
Yes.
Am I pronouncing that right? Okay. Who's been seen walking, he's pantsless, around a local cemetery.
Yes.
And he's roaming the town, the same woman has seen him three times on separate occasions.
Miss Sadie Ellicott is her name.
Sadie Ellicott. You've got this already, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she quotes, I'm sorry, I have to join on the fun in this one.
All right.
Quote from Sadie, "There's something very strange about him. you know, and then she says, he's very creepy, and he looks back at you to make sure you're looking. That's my English accent.
That was the worst.
You love it.
That was I love it because it was so bad.
Oh, it's like, whatever, dude. You're such a hater, bro. You're such a hater.
There's a lot to hate.
We don't need no hateration, bro. I explained that to you.
I did. I was about to ask. Now I remember. Yeah, hateration. Doesn't make it better, though. The last time it happened, apparently, was June 4th. And she filmed it this time.
So I'm like, okay, so now, Miss Ellicott, you know, we got love for you for giving us this story. We do appreciate that. But if you're so disgusted, why are you filming?
Oh, to catch the guy. She wants him gone. It's weird how you miss the point so hard sometimes. I got to tell you.
Oh, no. I guess she wanted to show the police.
Which is what she did. She
I know. It's just kind of funny, though. She's walking around with a camera waiting to catch the flash.
You think it's kind of funny that the means in which she has to. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, but you do get why this happened, right?
Yeah. Like she's just looking for him, though, you know?
Well, it's not that she was looking for him. It just it happened again. She was like, oh, God. All right. Pulling out the phone. This time you're gone, bud.
Yeah.
So. they were unable to find any suspects for it. Uh-huh. But if anyone sees a white male in his late 30s or early 40s, clean shaven with dark hair, medium stocky build, and you happen to live in a small city in England, let the police know.
I mean, it's one thing to be streaking, but to be streaking in a cemetery, dude, that's just wrong.
All right, well, I'd like to go and point out wrong anywhere. If you're a subway streaker and you're listening and you just kind of got this justification, well, at least I'm not a cemetery streaker. Stop it. Stop it. Doesn't make it okay.
But there's some logic in, I mean, I guess apparently there's gawkers at the cemetery. Yeah, who knew? I mean.
So are you.
Because most streakers, I don't think, let me go streak at the cemetery. I just don't see that, but it's cool.
So if you were a streaker, what would be your spot?
Well, all the public
spots,
the normal streaking spots would probably be, I'm speculating here, let me say that, you know, like you said,
you're
the subway.
He has to throw that in really quick so no one knows.
Yeah, the subway.
The subway.
Excuse me.
It's okay. It's okay. I feel like that cough adds character to this show.
Yeah.
See, I got one too.
The subway. Sporting events, you know, shopping, you know, that could be funny, actually.
Yeah, this is getting to be a very themed weird news. So I think for the sake of everything, we're going to avoid talking about anything sexual for the rest of the show. But in other news, we are going to have to
sexual.
Cover.
We're talking about streaking, you know, that, but I guess, well, whatever.
Okay. You can't where's your right and wrong, okay?
It's there, bro. It's right. There.
So let me find out what the next.
I was just thinking about the guy. Just, you know.
Crap. Okay, no, what? Actually. After this, naked man exposes his sausage at Waffle House. That's our next news article. We have a very themed show tonight.
Oh, guys. Yeah.
Or this morning, depending on when you're listening.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like going to get breakfast, you know, with your family and some dudes outside just exposing himself.
So would this be a normal place? Is this an acceptable streaking area for you?
I mean, it makes sense because it's in the public. I mean, the cemetery just seems to be bad taste.
I don't know if you know
I know
how
it sounds so wrong
works.
When I say that, but the cemetery is just even more bad taste. You already have bad taste because you're streaking.
Maybe it's
but
a
the
ghost.
Cemetery is just even
Maybe
worse.
It's a ghost.
A naked ghost. Hey, that's original. Okay. Yeah,
that is weird news.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this actually could be a ghost story that's being
but
followed
please,
by a
but please spill the beans. Please. Please do tell about the naked man and the sausage in the waffle place.
Yeah? Okay.
Please. please explain.
Let's get this one over easy.
Ba-boom-boom. <Ba-boom-boom.
laughs> I'm sorry. That's the worst thing I've ever said.
No, it's not. I mean, there's more to come, but go ahead. Okay. I have faith in you.
So in Georgia, of course, a man was trying to force his way into a Waffle House while stark naked. He was 36 years old, and he drove his BMW, which is making it more complicated, into a Waffle House in Sandy Springs, got out the car and tried to enter the restaurant without clothes. Witnesses said that he was stroking himself after exiting his car and walked up to the entrance where he allegedly pressed his organ against the glass entry door.
So now the cemetery dude wasn't really sexual as much this guy is. So I get your point now. This guy, yeah. Yeah, he's doing way too much.
I think, yeah, this one's gross.
He's just off the hook.
Someone was quoted, one of the customers was said to say, "It kind of shocked me as a customer, ruined my meal."
You think? Ruined my meal. That's an understatement. It would ruin mine too, dude. So
another one saying, "I wouldn't know how to tell my kid what was going on at that time."
I wouldn't Single either, brother. I man. Wouldn't either. I wouldn't either.
He was built like a potato. That's a quote from somebody there.
Now we get to insult the naked, do with the sausage. But hey, you put yourself out there, that's what happens. You get criticized. So. So did they catch him?
I guess he was messed up on something, maybe alcohol. They did catch him. They arrested him.
Good.
Shortly after that. He didn't have any pockets. He didn't have an ID with him, didn't have his wallet, so they couldn't identify him at first. And he wasn't able to explain to them why he was naked. Even worse, I'm going to go ahead and say before we go to the break, he grabbed himself and began to urinate while they were still talking. So
he
streakers.
He was urinating while they were talking.
Yeah, he was urinating while they were talking.
While the cops were talking to him.
Yeah.
Seriously. That's a ticket too, dude. Wow. The gift that keeps on giving. So he was just asking to get arrested.
Wouldn't call it a gift, Keith, but
I mean, he was asking to get arrested. I mean, for so much now.
I don't know about you guys, but me and Keith are in the mood for some breakfast food now. So when we come back, we're going to tackle our next subjects. You guys stay tuned for this lovely, just magnificent commercial break.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
So lovely.
These commercials.
Yeah.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast. I'm Jordan.
Keith.
There we go. Thank you. All right. So we've got a lot of more news articles right here before we wrap up. We're going to talk about the amazing rancher that lassoed a bike thief.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
It's amazing, you know?
So there was outside of an Oregon Walmart, there was a man trying to steal a woman's bicycle. And while she was shouting, "Help, someone's trying to steal my bike," a rancher who was out, getting a newly purchased tin, some dog food, heard about it, quickly grabbed his horse out of the trailer he had in the back and his rope. And then he came through, very cowboy-esque,
yes.
And lassoed him by his feet and held him there. While the man started to crawl away and try to grab a tree to pull himself up, the cowboy held him tight, kept him there until the police came and arrested him.
That is a real cowboy. That's what's up. Yeah,
that's the coolest cowboy story I've heard.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that people can be that cool.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the bike thief. What's wrong with you, dude? You got lassoed, dude. You got lassoed. So, you should be embarrassed for so many reasons, man, for so many reasons. Well, kudos to him. Did they mention the guy's name?
His name was Robert Borba, and he was 28 years old. Just 28, right?
Shout out to Robert Borba. Good
right
going.
Out of high school, this guy's getting this done.
way to be a hero, bro.
Well, if I'm going to go ahead and say, the quotes from his side of the story here.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to use an accent because, like that British thing, I don't think it's going to go over too well.
Oh, you're such a hater. It's all right. It's all right, mate. Go ahead.
I'm going to punch you. Okay. I seen this fella trying to – it's hard not to do the accent, isn't it? I seen this fella trying to get up to speed on a bicycle. I wasn't going to catch him on foot. I just don't run very fast.
That's
I'm from Louisiana accent. People that are going to say, that's this not how it really sounds like.
He is from Louisiana. That is true. So.
I use a rope every day. That's how I make my living. If it catches cattle pretty good, it catches a bandit pretty good. So well, even when he was giving his statement, he was still being the coolest guy ever about it.
Coolest cowboy ever at this point. So cowboys try to top that one.
I can't say words that are appropriate to describe what I think of this guy in a good way. So
okay.
Yeah.
That confuses me, but it's all good.
It's all compliments, Keith.
We're right on. So
the cops issued a statement saying that they've never had anyone lassoed until they got there. So at least not for the last 200 years.
Right. Robert Borba. So much
Robert
love.
Borba. Shout much out to love. You, Mr. Robert.
Yep. So cool. So what else do we have? Oh, we have a – so you got to talk to us about the gentleman.
Okay.
The DUI story.
God, it seems like every weird news we have, it has a very strong theme in it, doesn't it?
Men and their bodies, man. That's all I got to say.
The weirdest news of it all. There was a chastity belt makes a DUI arrest a little more complicated. That's the article here. Now,
and we're serious. We're not kidding. This is real. Go ahead, bro.
Well, it was at a Tennessee highway. They pulled over this man on suspicion of the drunk driving, and they realized it wasn't going to be a typical one. He was wearing, and I'm quoting here, some kind of red mesh see-through hose with a ribbon tied in his goatee. Had a goatee. It's a weird goatee, but And some kind of little skirt. It's quoting from the officer, Bobby Joe Higgs, who was investigating it. Oh, and a chastity belt around his private parts.
Yes. And the person they pulled over, Curtis Edom, if we're saying his name right, but go ahead.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He didn't know, he knew it was going to be typical because it already looked odd. He at that time had no idea, though, that this man also had a chastity belt around
him. Well, he was wearing some type of little skirt, too, they said, right?
Yeah, so I guess made room for the chastity belt.
Right. So...
So they took him in. He said he only had a few shots, four or five.
Right.
Kind of checked out with the breathalyzer.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, he kind of said, I need to go back to my car. I have a key there that's going to unlock the chastity belt on me. So they had to.
Oh, man. I mean, like I said, we're not making this up. But go ahead.
We never are. That's the great part about this show.
Go ahead.
There was apparently a key that he was kept in his car. Also a key around the worn around a necklace of his friend that was also in the car. Very drunk, but they didn't arrest him there. So
right.
He had a backup key just in case his friend, took off, which he apparently needed. I wish I had more to say about this. Keith, can we kind of, what do you think happened? Why do you think he needed a chastity belt?
Maybe he's married.
I have a theory, yes.
And his wife is like, I don't want you cheating, so I'm putting this belt on you. Or his husband was like that, or his girlfriend, or boyfriend. I mean, that's what I got. I mean, I just don't see somebody just doing that on their own. But hey. And then getting drunk with it on. I mean, he's driving around with his skirt on and his chastity belt.
It's designed to prevent a person from having sex. They also, and I forgot to mention this in, they found a handgun in his car as well. So
we don't know what's arrested. Going on with this
guy. Yeah, the plot thickens. They arrested him for being under the influence, while driving and possession of a handgun under the influence.
Well, yeah.
I have so many questions. My theory, though, is that he's married and he knows he's going to go to a really crazy party where you have to wear a red ribbon around your goatee and a skirt or a kilt. I don't know. And maybe he thought, I'm going to do the right thing here. I'm going to this freaky party. I may as well just cut off any temptation here,
I mean, it's
cut
possible.
Off any temptation.
Go on. Well, we weren't speaking about cutting anything.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
But locking it up, apparently. But hey,
the temptation was cut off, technically.
Hey,
so.
Best DUI arrest ever, apparently. So.
Original. Doesn't hold a candle to lasso, guys. This one's still pretty crazy.
Was it DUI arrest?
Yeah, no. All right, okay. In that category, this guy wins.
So right on. So anything else for us before we wrap up this show?
All right. Do we have time for one more that I kind
of
want to throw in?
Of course we do. Yes, we do.
Okay. So this one is about a bank robber who had a fake beard on. Can you take the reins? You actually showed me this one.
Man. So, I mean, this guy, he goes into SunTrust Bank in Rockville, Virginia. You know, and you know, he goes, you know, he's wearing a hoodie, and it's like in the afternoon. Well, excuse me, it's right before noon, actually. And he's got this beard on, this fake beard, and he's, you know, comes up to the teller, you know, gives the note saying, hey, you know, give me the money or I'm going to hurt you. So
he it was implied, an obviously fake beard.
Yeah, he was implying that he, you know, had a gun, so.
He slipped in the note, yeah.
Right, and the beard kept falling off.
The beard kept falling off the whole time. It was very obviously fake. So if they're looking for somebody, they know, find someone that can't grow facial hair. Because if you're going to come in with a beard.
Well, it's on video camera, though, dude. I mean, all these banks have cameras, so they could see this.
I know. But the thing is, if you're looking for someone that can't grow a beard, obviously, because if you really – if you were going to rob a bank and you had facial hair on, then you could have just shaved off the facial hair afterwards.
Well, he probably could grow a beard, but for what he was trying to do, he probably needed that fake beard for, you know, immediate disguise.
Do you think so? So you think that this wasn't really that thought out, that he just quickly put on the fake beard?
It wasn't.
Because it's as easy as getting rid of a real beard if you want to use it, you know?
I agree, man. But he wasn't not the brightest guy. So.
No, definitely not. So
did they catch him?
No, they haven't caught him yet. So I guess still brighter than some.
That's disturbing.
Disturbing. I'm good. Okay.
But, you know, that's all for our weird news today. So
is this all?
That's it, bro.
Oh, man. I was having so much fun.
I know.
But I guess stay tuned for next week because we're going to have just a load of other stuff.
Yes, and more. More weird news. Yeah, definitely. And once again, thank you for listening to us today. We appreciate all of you. You can catch us at gsmcpodcast.com.
That's the one, yeah.
You can subscribe to us on iTunes.
Absolutely,
you can
Keith.
Like us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can follow us on Twitter.
Don't stop now.
Google Play and SoundCloud. So, you know,
and subscribe to
everywhere.
Us on iTunes.
I said that already.
Okay, but I wouldn't say
listening.
It too.
No, you weren't listening.
I'm sorry. So
but I still got love for you anyway, man.
So busy agreeing with you.
Oh, for once. About time. And we're glad to have him back. So Weird News is back in full effect. So I am Keith.
And I am Jordan.
See, somewhere out in space, I said it first.
Okay, that's fine. I was going to do mine.
Get your own saying, bro.
Brought to you by Vimco's Lizards and Salamanders.
They are not a sponsor. They are not a sponsor.
Not yet.
You are so wrong, dude.
All right, we'll see you guys somewhere out in space. Bye-bye.
Biter, stop it.